and social media. For the local politician battling cross-currents committed to creating a community where everybody really belongs. This is for you. For all of you who want to contribute to creating a world with more connection, agency, and justice, and less fragmentation, oppression, and inequality. For those of you who already see that all these things, we as individuals and collectives, our culture, technology, organizations, markets, and politics, our Earth, are part of interconnected, interdependent, interrelated systems, and therefore that the only way to make the changes you want is to change these systems. And for those who simply sense these things and are looking for words to describe this sense and for actions to make a difference. This is for you. This is for us. Transforming systems. A system is a set of elements, people, other beings, machines, institutions, rules, etc., that is structured, intentionally or otherwise, so that it achieves a purpose or produces a characteristic pattern of behavior. We live in systems and we co-create them. They enable some of us to feed, clothe, house, transport, heal, entertain, protect, and govern ourselves, and impede others of us from doing so. They work for some of us and against others of us. Regardless of our degree of awareness of these systems, much of the time we don't think that we need to change them or are able to do so. We might not even be aware that we are part of systems. We are focused just on what is happening immediately around us and think that this could change if only somebody, the president, a boss, a spouse, ourselves, would change. We might be aware of being part of systems, but think that they're working well enough. We might think that systems are not working well, but that there is nothing we can do to change them. We might think that systems are not working well, but that all we can realistically do is tweak them so that they work a little less badly. So, we concentrate on looking after ourselves and the people we're close to and living as well as we can with things as they are. But sometimes, we know we must and can contribute to changing systems, indeed to transforming them fundamentally so that they work better for more people. This book is for everyone: activist, parent, entrepreneur, manager, philanthropist, facilitator, consultant, public servant, civic leader, politician, and/or simply a concerned and committed person who wants to transform systems. Everyday habits. These transformations don't just require long-term strategies or daring initiatives. They also require a particular way of being, thinking, relating, and acting, day in and day out, a set of habits to disrupt ourselves and the systems we are part of. This book explains how such individual everyday actions, which any of us can take, can contribute to collective long-term transformation. It explains how attending to changing these small things that we can control enables us to contribute to changing larger things that we cannot control. This book matters now because so many of us can see that many of our systems are in crisis. They're working terribly and urgently need to be transformed, but don't know what we can do to contribute to this transformation. Moreover, we can see that these crises and the attendant fear, anger, polarization, and violence are creating both breakdowns and breakthroughs, but we don't know what we can do to attenuate the former and amplify the latter. For more than 3 decades, I have worked alongside hundreds of people who are creating systemic breakthroughs, people with and without formal authority in all kinds of organizations, from all fields and sectors, at all levels and scales, all around the world. I've been impressed by their ability to make a difference, but haven't understood what exactly it is they do that enables them to make such an impact. To write this book, I talked with many of these people about their experiences, searching for the simple day-to-day practices that any of us, no matter what our position or power, can employ to contribute to transformation. This book reports what I've learned from these people: 7 Everyday Habits for Transforming Systems. Introduction. Transforming systems requires radical engagement. How can we contribute to transforming the systems we are